Hello, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I've been seeing those pieces in the Star and in the New York Daily News and elsewhere. But I want to say to you that I thought St. Louis was downright damn good.
Well, thank you.
And I liked it. And if you stay on that beam, Bub, you ain't got any trouble.
Well, thank you. Thank you. They liked it at St. Louis.
Of course they did.
100,000, I had a wonderful crowd.
I know, 100,000. Mr. President, have you had Charlie Barkley then?
No, I've never met him and never seen him. And,
well, this is a man who wishes that he was the Warwick of this administration as he thought he was of the earlier administration.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an immature young man. I've known him for a great many years. But I think you can take the heat off of that situation. And if sometime you'd like to hear how, I'd be pleased to tell you.
I sure will, although I've about concluded that outside of you and some old friends that I'm not going to ask them to come in for this reason. 90% of the folks we've gone over the schedule asked to come in.
Yeah, of course they do.
And we agree. Then when we do, we promote them.
Yeah.
If we don't, we're arrogant, so you can't win.
Yeah, that's right.
And I do save time if they don't come in.
Right.
Now, the New York Times called up down here and said that they wanted us to please come by and meet the editorial board.
Yeah, and then they ate their ass out the next morning.
I didn't want to.
But you did.
I had a lot to do in New York. I had a speech in the morning. I had one right afterwards in the afternoon. But I went all the way down there, and I spent 2.5 hours, and we had a wonderful meeting. Everything was friendly. All the questions were penetrating. They even got into the Bobby Baker thing, and I gave them the explanation of that, and they were happy and pleased with it. Then the next morning, they showed their independence by saying I was a son of a bitch.
No, this was Kroc showed his independence. You can depend on men like Sulzberger and Turner Catledge. But Kroc is the kind of a guy who's...
No, but the editorial yesterday, they had editorial. John Oakes was at the meeting, and they said...
They said the
soft soaping, and they just raised...
I saw that thing. It made my skin crawl.
Just raised hell. Now, then they play it up a good deal that they can't be bought because you invite them in. Now, I didn't want to buy them. I didn't want to see them. I just want to go on and do my job. But I don't want to be arrogant and... unavailable, but when I am available, I don't want to be criticized for being courteous.
No, you're precisely right. Well, you may be right. I thought that maybe that...
I told Pierre Salinger, let's don't ever invite a newspaper man to come in for any reason. Let's just keep an arm's distance with them. We don't want to buy them, and we don't want to buy them, and we don't want them to buy us. Now, then when they ask to see us, then say to them, now, we want you to understand, we don't want to promote you, and we don't want to delay you, and if you think that by our granting your request to see you, that you're going out and tell others to write about how we're courting you, well, we don't want to do it. But if you have a legitimate purpose, we want to see you.
But I still think that about the Star bothers me.
Well, Clark Mullinoff is all worked up. And Clark Mullinoff is Bobby's boy that he brought in, put on the USIA commission. And Clark Mullinoff is determined, he says, to get me. So he goes over and...
And Lyndon... I beg your pardon. Mr. President, this thing has... this goes back beyond Rowan.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it does.
Sometime. Now, what happened to the Star is this. The Star came in with a transcript of Walter Jenkins' story on Walter Jenkins and the conflict and testimony.
Yeah.
They gave it to Andy Hatcher. Pierre Salinger was on vacation.
Yeah.
Andy Hatcher had to take a minute to go see if he could locate Walter. Walter was in a meeting, a group meeting with a bunch of department heads. So when he got him downstairs, Walter said to him, why don't you say to them that there is no conflict between me and Mr. Reynolds? They all pointed out, but there is actually none. Mr. Reynolds said in the testimony that he did not buy any time from the station, that he had a fellow named Young by the time. When the investigator wrote up what he wanted me to sign, I didn't write it. He wrote it. The investigator of the committee brought it down, asked me to sign it. He said that I had no knowledge of any arrangements that Mr. Reynolds made for purchasing time.
Yeah.
When I said I had no knowledge because Reynolds made no arrangements. How could I have knowledge if he didn't make arrangements? Reynolds made no arrangements. Contract was after 30 letters were written between Young and the station.
Yeah.
And I have copies of all those letters if you want to see them, but the transcript will have them. And I would suggest...
Will the transcript have them?
Oh, yeah, they're in it. They're in it. They're in the transcript.
You know what they're going to bite on you next? They've already started. You're advertising on this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it possible to make public who has advertised on your
station? Yes, it is, and that's all untrue, of course. We, North American, your paper had a paper story yesterday.
Can you give me the story of who's advertised on your station?
Well, I'd imagine that'd be the size of an underbridge dictionary.
Would you give me the story about what North American has had on your station?
Well, I think that just blows it up. They've had nothing.
No, sir, it does not.
Walter says they've had nothing. I don't know. But Walter says they've had nothing, and that's...
Will Walter tell me this, so
yes,
I can print it?
Yeah, I think so, but you saw that story yesterday, that these boys, that's a handout by the Congressional Committee, Bob Wilson's committee.
Yeah. No good son of a bitch if ever I heard of one.
And he called a man and said that he was spending $250,000 to find out these things. Now, first of all, we have a national agent.
Yeah.
That runs all of our advertising, and like he does 40, 50 other stations, and we get on the orders that the other stations get on. They have no special ones for us.
Mr. President, I want to print this story, by
the way. We have networks that feed us stories. Now, when they buy, they don't buy gun smoke for Austin. They buy it for 180 stations. And when they feed it on that line, we carry it.
Yeah.
And when y'all run in the news here, an ad for Chesterfield cigarettes,
yeah.
Chesterfield cigarette buys that from a Young and Rubicam,
right.
He buys it in 180 newspapers.
That's right.
And we don't have anything to do with that. They send the only thing we have anything to do with is the local people, about 200, and they all advertise. Anybody wants to advertise in the market has to advertise on a station because it's the only one there. So,
well,
but anyway,
I'm going to print this story.
But anyway, back to this this New York Times thing. I just think that the Star people, when they came in and showed him a story, what Walter said, and I tell him the transcript will be available on Monday. And there is no conflict. I said that I knew nothing about the arrangements made by Reynolds. Since there are no arrangements, I wouldn't know about it. And the transcript will show it accurately. The Star changed their story that they had written, that they turned over to Hatcher, rewrote it, and left that part of it out, but went ahead and published it anyway. Then they went and told the New York Times boy that we were trying to interfere with their story. Now, they came in to ask us. They submitted it to us. We told them that the transcript was the thing that they ought to rely on. It would be available Monday. This was Saturday.
Yeah.
And they ought to follow the transcript. Now, we didn't seek them down. We didn't go call them and tell them that. They sought us.
Yeah.
They came to ask us.
Yeah.
But then they talk about how... We're trying to them. They tell me that this Molyneux has gotten in pretty close with Noyes, and Noyes is a young man that's taken over since Mr. McKelvey is there.
Yeah, that's true.
So
make a name, Lyndon.
And I guess that's all right. But I don't think I've checked it pretty well, and I don't think it's mounting to very much.
I think of what you said earlier. It's a very important thing. You just got to stay with your old friends.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, partner.
Thank you, my boy.
Bye.
Bye.